What's up, YouTube? Hey everyone, it's Corey from the Bradshaw Boys. Wanted to throw a little what's up, YouTube, at you. And I wanted to tell you what you're about to hear. What you're about to hear is part of a Patreon episode we have up right now. This is the first 10 minutes of our most recent episode. And we wanted to put it out there so you could hear it and give you an idea of what we're doing on the Patreon. Obviously, every week we are watching our way through Sex and the City for the first time ever, mostly on our regular feed right here. We do interviews with people from Sex and the City. We are watching the show and talking about every single episode until we finish, and we're going to even do more fun stuff there. But on our Patreon, we're doing some other fun Sex and the City themed things and also just fun talks of things that relate to the show. And what you're going to hear here is what you're going to hear in this next little bit is us coming up with a brand new, never been seen before Sex and the City episode. John is really into this podcast called Story Break. So he tells us about that. We take that idea and we think of what if there's a Sex and the City episode that's never been done before about these topics that we come up with. So it's super fun. If you want to hear the whole thing after you hear this little snippet, go to our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/thebradshawboys. That episode's there. There are, I think, five other episodes right now of just fun other talks relating to Sex and the City. And it's $5 a month if you want more Bradshaw Boys stuff. And we're going to do even more fun stuff there. We're going to do movies tied to Sex and the City. We're going to do talks about, you know, who was Carrie's best non-serious boyfriend. Super fun stuff like that. So if you want to do that, go to our Patreon, subscribe. And also, we just want to say thank you so much for listening. You know what? If you're so inclined, go to the iTunes store and leave us a 5 Cosmo review and we'll read it on the air. Say something funny, say something you hate about the show, do whatever. We'll read it on the air. Subscribe to the podcast and hit us up on Instagram, hit us up on Twitter, see us in the street, tip your glass, give us a shout, we'll shout back. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. But I hope you enjoy this little Patreon snippet. And like I said, because I'm the only one here, if you enjoy it, check out more stuff on our Patreon channel. All right. Bye-bye. Later, taters.
You're now listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a Cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys watch their way through Sex and the City for the first time ever, mostly, and they also have a Patreon. I'm Corey Cavan.
I'm a Kevin James Doyle.
My name is John Sieber, and I'm excited about today's episode.
Me too.
This is some uncharted territory.
John's got a tingle in his dingle.
I got a little tingle. Oh, boy. All right, so I was inspired by, there's a podcast that I listen to on Maximum Fun called Story Break, and it's where three guys who, they're screenwriters, they write a movie in an hour based off of a concept. So it could be like the Kellogg Cinematic Universe. I listened to one where they did a movie on garlic salt. They did the movie on Clippy, the Microsoft paperclip assistant.
Oh, I love that.
So they come up with a term. They write a outline for a 5-act outline for that movie. We're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to break an episode of Sex and the City. We haven't talked about this beforehand. We haven't done anything for that. We haven't done any preparation. So in 35 minutes, we are going to construct an entire episode of Sex and the City. The entire plot, top line, the through line, everything necessary. So the couple things that we need is season.
I just got nervous.
What season are we doing? This could be awful. If you're listening to this, this might be the worst thing you've ever heard. Might be great. What season are we talking about here?
Here's a question before we do it. Do we do a random number generator of what season we do?
Sure. Let's do it.
Hold on.
So seven. Roll seven. And if it's six, that'll be 6A. and 7 will be 6B.
And if we do 6B, then we don't know what happens. We just write it based on. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on a website called it's called random.org.
I use that website all the time.
Are you serious?
This is how Childish Gambino got his name.
Yeah, he did it. He did it through the Wu-Tang name generator. What if we put it in and it just says Childish Gambino? What do we do then? Okay, I'm gonna hit the generate button. Here we go. Oh no!
What?
One.
All right, so we're season one, and then the next thing is, I want to tackle something that's very New York that never gets addressed in the episode, and so my two ideas are, a subway centered episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or the pain that we've all gone through in renting an apartment. Those are the two things that I would love this episode to kind of be like. Okay. So which do you have one that you prefer?
I say we do both. We have an A and B story.
Perfect. A and B story, subway,
A and B themes.
So the episode needs to have to do with subway and renting an apartment. Cool. Perfect. So let's get to it. We need to come up with an entire episode of Sex and the City, subway, renting an apartment. Episode or season one is where we're starting. I'll take notes.
Okay. So let's just say we're mid-season one.
We're mid-season one.
So it doesn't necessarily fully matter where we're at. With the story break thing, do we just brainstorm, John? Sorry.
Yeah.
Kevin,
so is Carrie dating Mr. Big?
Well, no.
Okay.
No. She's flirting with them, but they're not a couple.
Okay.
One story that I think would be really fun, let's see who we could give it to, is what if their entire story is the glance that you get when you glance at someone on the subway and figuring out whether you should have talked to them or not? So what if Miranda or Charlotte sees someone on the subway, they make eyes, and throughout the episode they're always talking about them, they run into them multiple times, and they create this whole story about if they're into them or not. And then at the end of the episode, they finally go ask him out, and then the guy's married and was like, no, you just like had something on your face or something.
Okay. So that was my question. Was it a person they knew? Cause there's two different glances. There's the glance on the subway where it's someone, you know, and you're like, I don't know if they saw me or not, and I don't want to talk to them cause I'm on my commute. Do I make it awkward and acknowledge that? But you mean it's like a flirt glance.
I think it is. I think the story should be, is it a flirt glance? They think it is the whole time. Like, you create a whole love story. Like, if I talk to this person, they could be the one and all this stuff. And then when they finally do, maybe it's like, oh, I knew I recognize you.
So I have something that they said that we learned is that everything that they did on the show, every ridiculous thing had to happen to someone in the writer's room in real life. So my question is, have either of you glanced or made eyes at someone on the subway and then ended up either going on a date or hooking up with that person?
Yeah, the girl I lost my virginity to.
I just wanted to hear you say it. I knew that.
Yeah. It's like, that's perfect.
The girl I lost my virginity to
I'm going to say, yes, there is that scene, but it ends up that the guy that Samantha makes eyes with on the subway loses his virginity for the first time with her.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Your story.
The first time. And since I had already had like blowjobs a bunch, like it starting in high school, it was, I lost my virginity for the first time ever, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. So like,
that's great.
So it's like that stays awesome. True to the Sex and the City writer's room. The storyline is that Samantha is, for some reason, is on the subway, and she is going to make eyes with a guy, go home, and take his virginity.
Cool.
She finds out after.
Okay. So let's do her arc. So why is she on the subway?
Okay. Samantha's on the subway.
Maybe she's on her way. She's on her way to a party in Soho that she's putting on.
But why is she taking this? Like, what is it that puts her on the subway this episode rather than others?
What if she sees the guy and she follows him into the subway where it's like, oh, I don't want to take the subway. But then she's like, but I had to follow that guy.
She's like, I don't take the subway much. So then
she follows him. What if they start talking somewhere and then he's like, I got to go take the train. And she's like, honey, I'll give you a ride. We'll get a cab. And he's like, sorry, I don't do cabs. And then what if on the way home after they sleep together, hang on, I was going to say, she buys him his first cab afterwards. So she like, he's never had sex and he's never been in a cab before.
He had two of his first rides.
Yeah. And how about this?
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the way that it happens, because he's a more timid person than her. He walks up to her. She's on her phone or something. And it's definitely the D train, because we're going to use a D joke.
Okay.
But
he just comes up to her and is just like, I have a question. Do you know if the D train is running express? Like, what if there's a problem? And that's why he's not flirting with her. He's just going up to get the information. She's like, sweetheart, I never know. Like, I don't do the subway. But that'd be a perfect reason for them to talk.
Perfect. Yeah. So Samantha is like outside scouting a space in near Bryant Park that she's not really at. She wants an event space. As she's looking at it, hot guy walks up to her and is like, excuse me, ma'am, is the D train running express? She doesn't know. She ends up following him down in the train and makes eyes with him, goes home with him,
she gets his number at the end of, they talk and chat about what they do. And then about to get out, because Samantha probably has never experienced that, like, that timing thing. You know what I mean? Of like, oh, you're getting off there. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something there that it's like, how do you do that? She gives him she gives him her card?
Perfect. So I'm looking for themes for the show here. And I guess she would be surprised that he was a virgin. Or she would like, it could be about going to uncharted territories, places that you've never gone before.
Well, what if she's a subway virgin? What if she's never ridden the subway before?
Yes. All right.
So the episode, the through line is Carrie couldn't help but wonder, you know, what would it be like what is it like to be a virgin again or something like that? What is it like to try something you've never done before or reclaim something for the first time?
Oh. Okay, cool. I have an idea based off that.
She's like, I couldn't help but wonder something about, I was trying to think of beeline, like when you make a beeline for something.
Oh, yeah.
So let's stick with the theme of like trying stuff for the first time, new, unique experiences. So we still have, you know, Carrie who's flirting with Big. Miranda is presumably with Skipper, or is like in the middle of the Skipper situation.
Sure.
And, you know, Charlotte is straight up trying to meet guys at she's working her art job.
I have a good one for Charlotte for trying new things that you're not used to.
What is it?
Okay.
Charlotte is at a party and she tries cocaine for the first time.
And that's the line that she's doing. It's like the subway lines, but she's doing those kind of lines.
Yes.
It's like, meanwhile, Charlotte was taking the W line, as in white lines.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cavan, John Sieber, and Kevin James Doyle. The show is produced by Jeremy L. Balin. For more information on the guys, check out their website at bradshawboys.com, on social media at The Bradshaw Boys, and if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.